Hello, everyone, and welcome to another scintillating episode of Podcast Advisor. Of course, this is a show that's all about producing your own podcast. We've got advice, tips and guidance, interviews, all sorts of useful things, hopefully, for individuals and organisations who either are looking to start a podcast or are already producing a podcast. I'm Andy White. I'm based in Brighton in the UK, right at the bottom, where the heel is on the boot. I'm also known as Dr. Pod in various places, including Twitter and one or two other places. I think I'm Dr. Pod on Facebook. I'm a professional podcast producer, a presenter, and a podcasting coach. Now, on today's show, I want to talk about talking from the heart. It sounds a bit generic, but podcasting is all about authenticity, honesty, and your passion. And I just want to give you five quick ideas to help you find talking from the heart a bit more easy. I mean, these are quite generic things to do anyway in podcasting, but it's important that you talk from the heart. So the first point is, and it's fairly obvious, is make sure that what you're talking about actually is your passion. I mean, this is absolutely fundamental. If you can't talk passionately about something, I'd go as far as to say you probably shouldn't be podcasting about that subject, and you probably need to try and find something else that you're a bit more passionate about. So that's the first thing, the most obvious thing. The second thing is relax, okay? Slow your breathing down. Try and get a feel for your subject. Try and get into the vibe. Try and get into the zone. Visualize things that you love about your subject and try and feel things that you love about your subject. And you'll sort of basically get into the zone of your subjects. So relax, that's the second thing. The third thing is just start. Don't overplan this. I always go on about having a bullet pointed list of things that you want to talk about, and that's absolutely fine. But don't go overboard with that. I mean, a little story of mine is I did a sort of an experimental thing. It was an audio that I did a few weeks ago, and I called it the Adcast. Horrible name. But basically, it was a little audio I did, and it was all about trying to explain to people how podcasting might benefit their business. And I didn't really have a solid approach. I didn't quite know what I was going to say. I knew roughly what I was going to say, but I didn't quite know the way I wanted to do it. I knew it had to be very much from the heart, and I knew it had to be very genuine. So I basically just set up the mic, and I started the recorder, and I started to talk. Just start. Just do it. You need to get sort of, you need to befriend the mic. And after a while, you will actually warm up. Now, this worked for me. It may not work for you, but it worked for me, this idea of just starting it and don't overplan it. Your mileage may vary, but I suspect that this approach might work for you as well. Number four, allow yourself to warm up. Many a time I've spent 5 or 6 minutes in front of the mic before the good stuff comes. This is not unusual. And many a time I've spent the first few minutes just singing silly songs and making silly noises, which I'm very good at. And actually, one day I'll have to edit all those together and make a separate show, which will be quite amusing. I do tend to keep these outtakes. But basically, don't be afraid to just warm up in front of the mic. Remember, it's all about becoming friendly with the microphone. And you may well find that, when you've just been talking gibberish for a couple of minutes, all of a sudden you start talking about what you actually want to talk about, and it comes out in a very nice sort of way. Oh, did you hear my stomach rumble then? I hope not. Right, it's another swig of water. Always have water when you're on the mic. Without choking yourself, hopefully. Don't be afraid to hesitate and pause. This is still under point four about warming up. Don't be afraid of long pauses. I mean, you can always edit out long pauses later. And often when you're thinking about something, especially when you're sort of speaking from the heart, it's not unusual to have sort of longish pauses while you're sort of thinking about something, or sort of long ums and ahs. Some of those can be left in, but you can always edit them out later. So just like carry on. And the fifth one, this is possibly the sort of the most detailed one, is take your time. Allow yourself the time to do loads of retakes. I mean, a good tip is to leave the mic up. Leave the mic up and ready, in position. Sort of record a bit, go away, think about it, come back, I mean, it's a good weekend project. I mean, leave the mic up for a weekend and just sort of go backwards and forwards between it. Just start by recording something, you know, anything, and then gradually improve as you go along. Have a listen to what you've recorded. Come back and tweak, improve, and re-record any bits that you want to do. And I found that actually works very well for me. But do keep listening to what you've got and make mental notes of what needs tweaking. Because you've only got to do this once, and then your message is packaged for eternity, effectively. So, you know, it's a very good way of packaging up a thought. And those are my five tips. A bit of a short one this week, but I've done a few longer ones, and I originally only wanted to keep these to 10 minutes. So that wraps it up for this week. So just in summary, the five steps are: make sure that what you're talking about actually is your passion. Number two, relax. Number three, just start. Don't overplan. Number four, allow yourself time to warm up. Don't worry, this is normal. And number five, take your time. You know, don't rush into it. Sort of do bits, come back, have a listen, and tweak and re-record. So those are my top tips for speaking from the heart. So that wraps it up for today. Thank you very much for listening to Podcasting Advisor. Lovely to subscribe in iTunes. Just search for Podcasting Advisor. Go to the site at podcastingadvisor.com. Click on the subscribe in iTunes button, or you can just grab the RSS address from the RSS button. Love to get feedback. We have a voice comment line on, if you're outside of the UK, +44. If you're inside of the UK, 01273 256064. You could always use Skype for that, by the way. If you're abroad, make it nice and cheap. Or you can email me on andy@podcastingadvisor.com, or just comment on the site at podcastingadvisor.com. Just a quickie, I'm writing a book on podcasting called Podcasting Unleashed, and you can purchase updated drafts of the book for a discounted price while it's in progress. Just go to podcastingunleashedthebook.com. And if you're looking for help on podcasting, I am a professional podcasting mentor and coach, so you can email me at andy@podcastingadvisor.com, or you can Skype me on AT White, or call me on 07974 822183. I wish you all the best. It's Andy White signing off. Enjoy your podcasting journey, and see you next week.